This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As more and more cases of COVID-19 are being confirmed around the world and right here in Idaho, there is a critical shortage of PPE, or personal protective equipment. Medical professionals, they are pleading for more supplies as they help people infected with the coronavirus. Former Idaho State Senators Marianne Jordan and Cherie Buckner-Webb are joining forces with a Nampa nonprofit to ask businesses and other organizations to donate unused and unopened personal protective equipment, and they are holding a PPE fund drive this weekend. Both former senators, as well as Todd Durbin, who is the executive director of Nampa-based Hands of Hope Northwest, are joining us live today. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jenna.
Hey, Todd, I want to start with you. First, tell us about Hands of Hope Northwest, because basically finding and donating PPE is literally what you do.
Yeah, it's a big part of what we do, and we have a great relationship with all the hospitals in the valley here. And as they have excess supplies, or they get outdated, or they buy new medical equipment, they donate it to us, and then we find homes for it around the world.
So then, Senators, how did the two of you come up with this idea of holding basically a fund drive to find this equipment?
Well, you know, it really wasn't our idea, I have to say. This was the brainchild of a wonderful woman named Gina Gordon, who is a registered nurse. Her husband's a physician. And she modeled this after a program that took place in Denver a couple of weeks ago. And so she reached out to us looking for some public faces that would get involved and bring some attention to this. And this is kind of exactly the kind of thing that I think Cherie and I had talked a lot about in terms of what our next steps might be as we kind of retire from public service and how we can give back. And so we both sort of jumped in with both feet.
And what has that process been like, Cherie, to be putting this together so quickly, especially since the session literally wrapped up last week?
You know, whenever there's a great need in Boise, Idaho, people step up and step out, and it's not just us. I got a really poignant email from a woman just yesterday who oversees 250 nurses at St. Luke's hospitals and floats between all the Treasure Valley hospitals, and saying, you know, these people want to give and give more for our community, and yet they need to be protected. So it's so important that when there's a great need, we're going to step up, and I know that the people of Idaho will do the same.
So what items are needed in this fund drive?
So what we're looking for is if people have items at home, you know, we all buy the latex gloves at Costco, right? So if you have a box of those that you could spare, if you have masks, clear face shields, eye protection and goggles, disposable gowns, shoe covers, a lot of businesses have these items in their inventory, and if they are willing to share some of that in a slower time, that would be incredibly helpful.
Even the person on the street has unopened bottles of bleach. We're needing them, unopened bottles of bleach.
So things like that. So Todd, what kind of businesses do you normally reach out to then when it comes to this personal protective equipment? Because even when Senator Jordan said shoe booties, I think about every time you go look at a house, right? And you have to put those little booties on to go walk through the house.
Yeah. And it could be even a large company like a Micron, where they have all these items that they use in their processing of the microchips and the wafers that they create there. So they might be somebody we can reach out to, and they might, if they're slowing down their production at the moment, they may have extra. So it's thinking about companies like that. And then, you know, you think about tattoo parlors, nail salons, anybody that might use gloves and masks, they may have extras at this time.
Oh,
anybody
that's
with
fascinating.
A clean room.
Well, right. And we need to say, does this all need to be, I mean, of course, unused, we know that, but excuse me, how important is it for it to be like on an unopened package or something like that?
Yeah, unopened is best, but especially if it's been marked as sanitary and has a expiration date on it. So if we can get those items in their original packaging, that helps. there are places that can use gloves, that an open box of gloves. We can put those in a baggie, so they won't go in as a sterile glove, but they can be an exam glove, that type of deal.
Well, I mean, I didn't even think about things like nail salons. I mean, tattoo parlors. You're right. I mean, these are companies that, you know, you always put on the gloves, and you see them with masks. So it is right now, if people can help, think about maybe what you have as a business or even personally, and how you could donate.
And I will mention too, because I'm sure this will come up, we're waiting to see how this current supply is going to work out before we start accepting the homemade masks out of Claws. So if they could hang on to those for now, and we may need those at a later time.
So then once you get the items, will those items stay in Idaho? And then how do you distribute them to the medical community who needs this equipment?
Well, the commitment is that they will stay in Idaho, and we have been able to connect Todd and his organization with Central District Health so that they can coordinate. They've got a really robust strategic plan for distribution. Give you an example, if God forbid there was an outbreak in a nursing home, you know, they need access right away. They can't wait for government intervention. And so there's going to be some good help in organizing the distribution part of this.
I think the other thing that's really critical is we're only giving a few days to get it together. So I really appreciate you, Gemma, give us the opportunity to talk to you now, because the big drive is Saturday.
Well, and that is the key. When you reached out to us yesterday, you know, to be very transparent, we switched some things around because we are all seeing and hearing from medical professionals who are saying, you know, they have the potential of running out, and that's the last thing that we want to have happen. So it is critical that we get this information out. So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with former Idaho State Senators Marianne Jordan and Sheree Buckner-Webb, along with Todd Durbin, who is the executive director of the nonprofit Hands of Hope Northwest, which is based in Nampa. And we're talking about an upcoming fund drive for PPE. If you're wondering what that stands for, personal protective equipment, new terminology in all of our vocabularies now. Senator Webb, you talked about it being this Saturday. Can you tell us where and when, like the time frame?
Absolutely. Saturday, March 28th from 12 to 4 p.m. And the location is Boise State University campus, Albertson Stadium, East parking lot. And it's a drive-through, a drive and drop. So bring your stuff. You won't hang out. It won't be a party kind of thing, because we want all of you to get back home and isolate, self-isolate. But we want you to bring the stuff, drop it, and they have such a great system set up to receive your goods and get them distributed quickly.
And then Todd, from your end, so then your organization, will you be the one then collecting all of this and then distributing it, as Senator Jordan mentioned?
Correct. Then we'll bring it back to our warehouse, and on Monday we'll bring in a limited number of volunteers, and a lot of our volunteers are retired nurses, so they know exactly what all these items are. They'll sort them, count them, get them into boxes so we can get them out to where they're needed.
Well, I know this has been put together so very quickly. So, but is there somewhere that people can go to make sure they can see exactly what items are needed? I mean, because I know you've mentioned like unopened bottles of bleach, the gloves, and is non-latex gloves better than latex? But right now, no matter what you have, if you have an unopened box, you know, bring it.
Yeah, and we have put this out on social media and are trying to get it distributed as widely as possible. If folks have a question about whether or not something might work, I would suggest go ahead and bring it and let that call get made. If it wouldn't work for the specific need, it would probably work for something. Mm. And then I also want to caution, just, you know, in these times, I mean, this is 3 days away, and that's like a month's worth of change and news, and we just don't know where we're going to be in 3 days. So if in the event that we see some kind of lockdown or something, which we just don't know yet, we may need to pivot, but we'll do our very best to get that information out as widely as we possibly can.
And go ahead, Todd.
Sorry. On our website, which is handsofhopenw.org, we do have a link there to our list of what we're looking to have donated, and we'll keep posting updates as we receive them.
And as Senator Jordan said, if there does need to be a pivot, you will figure that out so that people who have this equipment can still donate it. Because even if for some reason we have a shelter in place that happens in the next 3 days, and we don't know, we still need to make sure if you have this type of equipment, you can get it into the hands of hope so that you can distribute it to where it needs to be.
And Gemma, if I could just say too, you know, folks don't always have these things on hand, but if they want to and are at all able to help out, given the big lift that Hands of Hope is taking on for us to do this, it would be amazing if people could make even a small contribution to try to help them out a little bit in their work as well.
Right. So if you can make a financial contribution as well.
Don't feel limited in that contribution.
Absolutely not. I want to thank all three of you for A, joining us, but for B, doing something like this so quickly that could truly make a huge difference as we move forward in this. So thank you for your time today. Good luck with the fund drive. It is the PPE fund drive is this Saturday at the parking lot at Albertson Stadium at Boise State University. You can go online to the Hands of Hope website and they will have a list of the items that they are hoping to get. If you can, donate. We've been speaking with former state senators Marianne Jordan and Cherie Buckner-Webb and Todd Durbin, executive director of Hands of Hope Northwest. Up next, have you heard of Story Story Webinite? We're going to talk about that. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.